eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
We're going streaky! Yeah!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
This just in. Big, powerful man. Pounds baseball hard and high and far. This is Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits, and we like hitting.
One ball and one strike to Schwarber. And a high fly ball out to right field. De La Cruz going back. He's a spectator. It's gone into the Phillies' bullpen, and the Phillies are on the board. 30 home runs from the leadoff spot for Kyle Schwarber. 38 home runs overall for Kyle Schwarber.
That's one strong human.
Oh, it's true. Babe effing Ruth, as he was once called by an evaluator. He leads the National League in home runs with 38. Also leads in strikeouts with 181, but who's counting? Well, I guess everybody. An OPS just under 800. This is a slugging season that any team would take, as long as there are other good contact guys in that lineup. It is Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. I'm Matt Spiegel along with Ryan Porth. So Schwarber with that blast, Brandon Marsh with four hits for the Phillies, but some of their other hitters, some of those contact guys and sluggers too, shut down. And it was costly for streakers. Bryce Harper hitless, Alec Bohm hitless. And with those results, down went our top three. Ouch.
Woof.
Woof. Woof. And ouch. Joe Douglas had Bohm. Getsy 1308 had Harper, as did Cupfoot. Ryan, Cupfoot is done at 30. Now, we'll never know what kind of cup that streaker had for a foot.
Well, we thought it was a souvenir cup, perhaps from Citizens Bank Park, since he picked, Bryce Harper yesterday. I don't know. But,
yeah.
Too bad, so sad. Down goes Cupfoot.
Down goes Cupfoot. Boy, that's a famous Howard Cosell call as well. Down goes Cupfoot! I'm sticking, yes, with the hard plastic souvenir beer cup from a ballpark as the image that we hold on to. With 20 more days in the regular season, 40 is the highest a streaker could get if they started today. Got to be at 17 or better to have a chance at 57 and $5.6 million. Got to be at 5 or higher to have a chance at Kiyoshi Lotus 26 and his streak of 45 and the seasonal prize of $10,000. Taking a look at the state of the streak as we do every morning. Bird Wings AC at 32 via a double down of Cardinals, Nolan Arenado, and this Triple Crown threat who had been struggling, but he was starting to look better in previous games.
Like the at-bats last night from Goldie, I thought they were getting better as the game went on. Hard hit baseballs and walks. 3-1 pitch. And he lines it fair inside the third baseline. One run is in. Here comes another. Goldie on his way to second. Relay to the plate. He is out at the plate. The 37th double for Paul Goldschmidt, and a relay that was perfect to the plate, executed perfectly by the Reds. Goldie picks up a run, batted in. He's at 110.
Goldschmidt's average also up to 324, trails Freddie Freeman for the NL lead there, but his OBP and slugging are number one, as is, of course, his OPS, which merely adds those two together. Now, this has been educational stat moment on Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. Ryan.
I must say.
Yeah.
Goldie with a nice hit there, a nice RBI, but as you heard in the highlight, a nice relay throw by the Reds. You don't hear that ever, so I'm going to save that highlight that's going to go on our season montage at the end of the year, that the Reds had a nice relay. Also, the Reds won that game.
Oh.
And the Cardinals fans, they were all standing with 697 signs for Albert Pujols last night. He didn't get it. He's not going to get it this weekend against the Reds because the Reds aren't going to let it happen.
Wow. I love that. A well-executed relay on a play where you gave up a run is going to go on the highlight reel.
Yeah, I paid attention last night to the Reds-Cardinals game, NFL.
Yeah, you did. Somebody's got to do it.
Yes.
I've seen the man cave. There are multiple screens down there.
Mm-hmm.
You're locked and loaded. Shaq Yankees is the name of a streaker who reaches 28 with Goldie as well. Hockey Taco and MIA Torkelson HOF are at an inactive 28. And welcome to 27, a pair of streakers who both had Goldschmidt and this Astro for a double down.
Alvarez to center. Brown racing back towards the track. It's going to go over his head. McCormick racing around third, getting the go sign from Gary Pettis. He will score. And it's a two-out RBI double for Alvarez to give the Astros the lead in the third.
Been a while since we played a Yordan highlight on this show. His slugging percentage, second in the American League to Aaron Judge, same with the OPS. He's fourth in homers behind Judge and the two Angels, Trout and Otani. And at 27, via those guys, is Yuru and Bunger. Yuru and Bunger, which is also a cop show coming to TNT this fall. Yuru, he's a good guy. Bunger, don't mess with Bunger. He's the crusty old bastard, but he solves a lot of cases. He's just brilliant. We'll flesh this out for tomorrow. Goldie and Yordan, the top two most selected, then two no's with Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, a yes with Arenado to round at the top five, and then this man at number six, as his team sees their chances dwindling in the American League Central. You can't say Carlos Correa is not delivering.
This one's fair, and this one's gone.
Two perfect swings in a row. I mean, very rarely do we ever see a guy pull a home run foul that far and then be able to stay on the next pitch and hit it out of the ballpark. That's absolutely incredible. And he stays hot. He continues to set the tone. He's truly a special player as this season goes along.
The Twins are alive in the last eight games. Gio Urshela is 13 for 28, and Correa is 15 for 32. In Toronto, the Rays' bats had been silenced in the Blue Jays series, but yesterday they woke up with a vengeance, especially in the ninth when Manuel helped them Margot way ahead.
And the runners go, and the pitch is lined into left center field. The Rosarena comes in to score. Franco's going to score. Walls around third on his way to the plate on the double by Manuel Margot. And the Rays continue to break things wide open here. Now they have built an 11-0 lead.
Seven hits in the last four games for Margot. His breakout season finds him hitting .299.
And Speaks, one unprecedented thing that the Rays did yesterday, on Roberto Clemente Day across Major League Baseball, the Rays started 9 Latin American players in their lineup. So that was a really cool thing. And the Rays, that lineup with all Latin American players, went out and just pummeled the Blue Jays.
Yeah, that was a really cool moment on Roberto Clemente Day. Absolutely. Seattle and Toronto would meet in the 4-5 matchup if the postseason began today, with the Rays getting Cleveland or whoever comes out of the Central. Guardians up 3 over the White Sox there. Best division race is the National League East, where the Mets hold a one-game lead over the Braves. Every morning the rest of the way, we're going to be discussing the season itself as well. Following along with that AL batting race, we'll see if Freeman or Turner lead the Dodgers and the majors in hits. See if the Brewers can make a charge for that last wild card spot in the National League. We'll keep tabs on all of it and discuss a different award for each league to be discussed each day next week, Tuesday to Friday as well. Keep it here. Our picks are next on Beat the Streak Daily.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Oh, man, it's a nice big old chunky Friday with a full slate of 15 games, 30 teams in action, new series beginning all over the place. Yankees in Milwaukee, where the Brewers have to win, a game and a half back of San Diego for the third and final National League wild card. The Twins begin that massive series in Cleveland, 5 games in 4 days. Guardians, 4 up on them, 3 up on the White Sox, who are in Detroit for 3 games that they better take. The Orioles, 4.5 back of the last wild card in the American League. So they have to make the most of a series that begins in Toronto today. A losing series there could be curtains on Baltimore's exciting season. And in Atlanta, the Braves host the Phillies, with both teams highly motivated to play well and win ball games. In terms of a stay away that we try to give you daily, yesterday gave you Lance McCullers Jr.
9th pitch of this plate appearance, and it ends with a breaking ball strikeout to Seth Brown. He battled up there. Lance McCullers Jr., for the 14th time in his major league career, has hit double-digit strikeouts, his 10th of the night.
He finished with 11. The Astros will clinch a playoff spot this weekend in all probability and are going to go Justin Verlander, Framber Valdez in games 1 and 2. Gut feeling here is you see McCullers in game 3. Today, a gimme of a stay away. It's the A's because Verlander returns, and he's going to be inhuman because he's Verlander. So just stay away from Oakland.
You stay away, I stay away.
And I would skip Phillies lefties. Max Fried of the Braves has a 171 batting average against the last 30 days. Overall, he holds lefties to 215. But play one of the righties. In fact, it's part of my daily double A. JT Realmuto is 11 for 31 lifetime against Fried with 3 homers. That's good for a .355 batting average. He homered twice the other night, has multi-hit games in 3 of his last 5. Nick Castellanos and Alec Bohm also have hit Fried well in small samples, so don't be afraid of certain matchups there. And then we're going double analytical today. Jordan Lyles of Baltimore allows 10.3 hits per 9, right there with Madison Bumgarner, who also goes today for Arizona if you feel like targeting a Padre on the road, maybe Machado. But I'm going to go with Whit Merrifield of Toronto. 6 for 16 lifetime against Lyles, Matt Chapman, and Raimel Tapia have also had good success against Jordan Lyles. Ryan, what you got for the 4th pick today, sir?
It is not Nick Castellanos. I'm going with Xander Bogaerts. I mean, Xander Bogaerts speaks has just been insanely good this season with contact. Not quite 2019 form, but a hell of a contract year for Xander Bogaerts. Lately, he has a hit in 14 of his last 15 games with a .458 batting average over that span. He's also better at home. And tonight in Boston, he gets Royals starter Jonathan Heasley. Heasley has given up 42 hits in 30-plus innings since mid-July. Heasley is in the 11th percentile for expected batting average. He's in the 6th percentile for expected slugging per Baseball Savant. Bogaerts gets him tonight, and I would also look at Alex Verdugo of the Red Sox.
Love it. There's a double down of Red Sox from the Porthonator, if you are looking. Beat the Streak Daily is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Jody Avergan of Roulette Productions is our executive producer. Our executive producer for Odyssey is Lena Glazer. Ryan Porth, the Porthonator, is our producer, our mixer, our uploader, and compatriot. Our theme and all other incidental music is from Kurt Morrison of Tributosaurus. Special thanks to folks at MLB, including Josh Lucan, David Adler, Paul Casella, Josh Frost, Peter Kim, Megan Coughlin, Ian Kay, Larry Yeast, Mike Fouché, and the man upstairs, Greg Clayman. Be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and spread the word. Don't forget to play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win. Here's hoping that all of your guys, all weekend long, and especially ours today, Xander Bogaerts, Whit Merrifield, and JT Realmuto, hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking! Woo!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.